When you're working the bridge, just rain changes the way you operate it because just the weight of the water. So then you have snow. Anything over, I think you have to get out and shovel to get the snow off, but that doesn't really make too much difference in the weight. But the about 6 inches of snow, you don't operate the bridge. You've got to clean it off. It has have to get people out there to clean it off, and then the snow just gets stuck in the grating, and that really puts a lot of weight on there. So you have to be careful. Operate it real slow. And the difference between operation by yourself without being automated is about close to 2 minutes per opening, because you used to take it up and bring it down, and I worked the Fremont Bridge, and I could make an opening in 3 minutes. You lift it up, the boat goes through, and you bring it down. And you might have some 4 minute openings, but most of them were pretty fast. And it makes a difference in the amount of time you get it up and how much traffic you hold up. And like I say, the Fremont was the busiest bridge, because in 1 month, and I'm not sure what year it was, but it was when they had the first fuel shortage here, everybody seemed to be getting boats that were just poles long enough to open the Fremont Bridge, which is 30 feet. And we had 1,799 openings 1 month. And that's even you got four hours a day that you don't open the bridge. You got closed periods for traffic. So we had a lot of openings. And I accused the guys that worked for me, that worked on the same bridge, that I just accused one of them for not entering that one bridge to make 1,800. So that